Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Well, let's talk to, couldn't talk to him last night because I was too busy chewing my own face off while I was watching the election last night. So let's talk to the head of Combat Speed LLC, and he just had a birthday. That's Super Dave Harrington. Happy birthday, sir.
Thank you, man. How you doing, Mr. Bill?
I'm good. I still got a headache from last night, and I'm looking at some of the stuff that's happening politically, and let me just tell you, I would really love to be a tactical instructor right now and not have to look at these politics. But anyway, I am not, and that's what I do. So today, I want to talk a couple of things with you.
Okay.
Now, I have a plan by which, and I've already run this past Mr. Fisher. See, here's my problem, and I want to know what you think about this. So, I really like the Glock G45. I really like the Model 45 9mm. It's got the slide that is the length of the Glock 19, and the grip that's the length of the Glock 17. Would this be considered the civilian version of the 19X? Was the 19X supposed to be military gun? Okay.
Yes.
Were you a little surprised they didn't go with that?
With the pistol trials?
Yes.
I don't know exactly what took place in respect to the pistol trials, but I believe it was basically Glock got beat out on the price point, I guess.
Yeah, I have heard that. I have heard that. Would you consider that?
It was not worth it in the long run to service the contract. At the price point that SIG was willing to, foot the bill.
Right. Anyway, back to this. So I really like it. I got it on your recommendation after you told me about the Gen 5s and everything else. But, I've also told you about my problem with the Glock grip angle.
Right.
And I've come to figure out that part of the problem is that difference in the grip angle, which you illustrated last week, that change in the grip angle pulls my hand a little further back while I'm gripping the gun than it would with the 18 degree grip angle that is on a 1911 shaped gun.
Right.
So I've always, with every Glock I've ever picked up, I've always grouped and I've always shot low left. Slightly low left. Now, my first thought was I have a set of Barnes adjustable sights on mine.
Right.
And they're pretty nice, and they adjust left to right, up and down, and possibly I could dial that in. But then I got to thinking, because I really do much better with a optics-mounted gun.
Okay.
So I think what I'm going to do, and I found a place that is going to get me one, I think I'm going to trade my G45 for a G45 optics-ready pistol and just take that one. Use my, because I am grouping quite nicely with my natural trigger pull, and then I'm going to put that optic on it, and then I'm going to zero that optic at 25 yards like I would any other optic at 25 yards, and zero it in to where it works with my natural trigger pull. And then I feel like if I do that, and if I can continue to do that, that I will actually get confident enough to feel like if I had to use that in self-defense, I'm good to go. Thoughts?
I understand your train of thought, but you're really not going to know. Let me refresh your memory. Remember we talked about your trigger finger placement and how to reverse engineer that?
Right.
And check what you think is the best trigger finger placement compared to the grip, and then establish your grip first and see where your trigger finger naturally interfaces with the trigger.
Right.
And regardless of, see, this is where people fall down. There's only one way to press the trigger, and that's clean and straight to the rear. However, right, based on the size of the pistol and the size of your hands, how do you grip the pistol? Where do you grip the pistol? And what is the actual biomechanics of your trigger finger interface with the trigger? And can you press the trigger clean and straight to the rear from that physical position? You see what I mean?
I do.
Because the bottom line is, if you're hitting, if everything's dialed in like you're saying, and you're hitting low left, you're just kind of crunching through the trigger and pushing the gun low left a little bit. That's all.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. As long as you're doing it consistently, that's why you kind of group low left. But I think if you don't change anything sight-wise and put specific emphasis on how you're pressing the trigger to fire, see if that doesn't clean it up first. Otherwise, you're just going to be chasing your sights. You see what I mean?
Right.
You're going to be that's why people wind up chasing their zero. Because they'll shoot the gun one way to zero it, but then, you know, just little, it doesn't take much, just little differences in, you know, the way you interface with a gun can change your point of impact.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. I, you know, even with single actions, I have a shot get away from me here and there.
Right.
I love it when I shoot the, I love it when I shoot the target support and it like splinters off and it's like, you know, something out of a comedy sketch. Love that.
Right.
Just love that. But, I mean, here's my reasoning. And, you know, I have some very nice 2011s and everything. But you know what I don't have to go along with some of these guns? I don't have a viable holster to carry them in.
Well, that's not good.
That's not good. But now, Glock, on the other hand, is the iPhone of guns. So if I can get a Glock configured in a way that I can shoot it, that I can zero it, and zero it well, zero it the way you would zero it the way Steve would zero it, and I can find that configuration, and if it is with an optic, that's exactly what I want to do, simply because I think it's more important that I carry a gun than I carry a specific gun. What do you think?
Right. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But just remember, you know, you bet your life on the way you have it set up.
Right. That's right. That's
so,
right.
As long as you treat it as life support equipment, you can't go wrong.
We got about we got 20 seconds before I want to segue. But as a tactical instructor, do politics matter to you to any degree?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. We might explore that a little later on. I've got a few other tactical type questions. Now, for those of you that right now Super Dave is convalescing. He just had a birthday. I'm right behind him. He's still quite salty. My goal, Dave, has always been to still be salty at 60. I think you've already beat me to that, and I salute you for that. You can find him if you want to follow what he's doing day to day. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. If you want to check out his website, it is called combatspeed.com. And there you can figure out the combats. I'm sure it's a work in progress, so just go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. So then, we're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, talking a little combat speed. Now, you travel a lot when you are mobile and going to classes, going to gigs, doing, you know, teaching people and all this other stuff.
Correct.
And you're set up for in the car, because I'm sure you've seen the videos of some of these yahoos that get in front of cars and draw their guns on people that are just trying to get home. And,
right.
You know, to me, that's a very dangerous thing to do simply because they don't know what they're doing. And, you know, I live by that adage, and, you know, an armed society is a polite society. So when somebody's that kind of impolite, how dangerous should I take that? And how would you be set up to handle that? And let's take as a given that the best gunfight that you can be involved in is the one that you don't actually show up to. And if you don't have to be somewhere where you're going to get in that kind of trouble, don't be. Let's just presume that you find yourself in this kind of trouble, and you now have you basically have got your options are limited.
Okay. Then I'm basically going to, if I don't have a choice, if I'm in it, you know, I'm certainly going to evaluate my rules of engagement, what against my circumstances. If I have the luxury of, you know, functioning within my rules of engagement, that's fine. If I don't, my intent is to survive the action.
Right.
The basic thing that I will key on at all times is the opposition's muzzle and where it's at in relationship to my body. And I would probably engage were the muzzle to be pointed at me for any reason, in any manner, but pointed at me.
Okay.
Pretty cut and dry.
Pretty cut and dry. So when you're driving in your car, you have
right.
a gun on you, but you also have a gun accessible in the car in case you cannot get to the gun that's on you. Is that correct?
Right. But, you know, my first weapon of choice is actually going to be the vehicle I'm driving.
Right, right.
If that's viable. I don't, you know, want people to overlook that point. And, you know, since I'm the driver, I'm pretty much going to be limited to a handgun, whether it's, you know, the one that's on my body or the dedicated vehicle blaster. It'll still be a Glock 9mm.
Right.
High-capacity 9mm. You know,
what do you
sure
think?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask, what is the best way to carry a gun in the car for that kind of access to it? If you can't get to the one that's on your body, where would you have it at?
Well, I mean, there's all kind of aftermarket mounts,
okay.
Vehicle mounts, you know, that you can secure the blaster to either the dashboard or the, you know, floor panel. There's a lot of options out there. It just depends on what you feel comfortable with and confident in using. The main thing about one thing I like to point out about working from your vehicle is basically I'm going to refer to it as sectors of fire. Where is the opposition in respect to the vehicle? And would it be necessary to engage through the windshield or side windows, rear windows? What is your experience in, you know, firing from inside a enclosed vehicle? It's
right.
pretty brutal. eye protection is an issue. Breathing is an issue in respect to vaporized glass. And that would be more of a hazard. Breathing vaporized glass would be more of a hazard presented by firing, you know, through the windshield to your front. But a lot of things you can sit back and couch and look at and take into consideration. You know, I'm not saying stress out about it. If you've never done it, it's not a big deal. But just because you've never done it doesn't mean you may not have to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, think it through, get it in your head. It's only a windshield that can be replaced. I mean, you know, that's why you have insurance.
When I see police doing it, and I've seen plenty of video of law enforcement doing it, I see them basically trying to shoot through one part of the windshield. Is that so that that does not mess with the rest of their field of vision through the windshield? Because most of the time, some of them are even driving.
Understood. Well, you're going to get X amount of deformation, you know, from the projectile passing through the glass. Angle of incidence in respect to the trajectory of the projectile and the angle of the glass is going to be an issue. What I highly recommend is, for example, follow my lead. If I have a threat directly to my front and that's the decision I make is to engage them through the windshield, then yes, I'm going to try to hit them with the initial round. But the primary purpose of my initial one or two rounds is to defeat the glass to allow for true flight projectiles.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yep, because the glass is going to retarget
right.
It, isn't
now,
it? So change the strength.
I tell you what,
hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. I want to continue this because This is very, very, very important, and we need to get to this part. So check out Super Dave. You can check him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. Go wish him a happy birthday. And you can check him out at his website, which is a work in progress, combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not here to declare that we've won, but I am here to report when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners.
Joe Biden's comments on Wednesday with his vice presidential nominee, Senator Kamala Harris, by his side. The Trump campaign is filing lawsuits in Pennsylvania and Michigan, laying the groundwork for contesting the outcome in the undecided battleground states that could determine whether President Trump gets another 4 years in the White House. Suits in both states are demanding better access for campaign observers to locations where ballots are being processed and counted. The campaign also asking for a Lake County in Wisconsin, a state that has been called for the Biden campaign Wednesday. Voter turnout in Wisconsin this year was just over 89% compared to 2016 when it was just over 67%. Kentucky voters are sending Mitch McConnell back to the Senate, McConnell defeating his Democrat opponent Amy McGrath on Tuesday, McConnell discussing his win over McGrath.
Statement by the people of Kentucky, I think that they like having someone from our state be able to help set the national agenda and to look out for Middle America and for Kentucky. Beyond my race, as all of you know, we picked up 13 seats in the state house. And I think even more significant, given the challenges Republicans have had in recent years in the suburbs, won back two seats here in Jefferson County that were lost.
Mike Bloomberg is seeing big losses after spending millions in a number of key states running up to Election Day. The former New York City mayor losing $100 million in investments in Florida, Ohio, and Texas in hopes of seeing Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden win over President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we were just talking about shooting through a windshield, which is, it's a tricky thing to do, isn't it?
Not really. I don't see it as being such.
I mean,
not from,
some windshields,
not from
right?
From the standpoint of using, small arms, carbine, and handgun. If I've got to shoot through the glass, I'm going to, pound the first two or three through the glass at you with the primary purpose of defeating the glass so I can fire some, true flight projectiles into you.
Right.
Basically open a hole in the glass first.
Right.
So,
well, that's what I was referring to, because until then, when you're hitting glass, your shot is going in a different direction after it, because of the angle.
Right.
Is it because of the angle of the glass, or is it because of the ammo? Or is it because of the combination?
I mean, there's going to be some deflection.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not the same. People generally default to their sniper mode in thinking about trajectory, angle of incidence, deflection for a first round kill. Blah, blah, blah. That is a perfectly legitimate train of thought in that application. I'm just pointing out that, using a carbine, rifle or pistol caliber carbine or a handgun, pistol caliber pistol, you know, there it shouldn't be that big of a deal. You know, if you got to engage through glass, your initial engagement should include, you know, X number of rounds to defeat the glass. If you're fortunate enough to hit the opposition with those rounds, that's great. But you shouldn't always expect to hit with the first two or three rounds out of the gun if you're firing through that kind of a medium. And it doesn't really matter if you're firing from inside the vehicle out or from outside of a vehicle into it.
That I've often wondered about. I've never trained to shoot out of a vehicle. But the other thing that you addressed is what happens when you pull the trigger the first time in the vehicle when it's still sort of airtight. That's fun, isn't it?
It's an attention getter.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's why it's so important that you periodically, and take this with a grain of salt, periodically you should fire you know, a couple of three rounds or whatever without your hearing protection in the type of environment, you know, specific environment, so you know what it is.
Right.
So it's not, it doesn't become that big of a distractor. However, it's easily overcome. I mean, I never thought it was that big of a deal. But, you know, of course, when you're doing that type of training with the requisite focus and the adrenaline that goes with it and the excitement of it, that helps offset the negative effects as well.
Right.
Yeah, I'm so ramped up, you don't even, you know, pay attention to it when it's happening.
I have done that in a wrecked car that had all of its windows before. And, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong. After the first shot, you can't get any deafer at that point, can you?
Can't get any what?
Well, I mean, when I did it, you know, you're catching all that compressed air. It's going into your ears, and for a minute, you lose your hearing, right?
Well, yeah, it depends. I mean, I just want to make sure you're talking about
shooting in a car
during the noise or
right.
Audio exclusion.
No, I'm talking about loss of hearing due to the noise when you first pull the trigger.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And I've never done it for more than one round. I did it for the first round, and I was like, oh, okay.
And, oh, I get it. Yeah, I see what you mean.
And I just wondered if I had fired a second round, if I would have gotten any deafer, because as soon as it, you know, it, boom, and then there's like a little bit of a whistling sound that, or like a wail or something that happened in my ears, and then my hearing began to come back in about 4 seconds.
Wow.
It wasn't that long of a wait.
Right.
I just wondered if I went boom, boom, if I'm going to have the same recovery, because I've never done it more than one round.
Right. Well, sounds to me like you know what you need to do.
Go find a car that I can shoot out of?
You go find out.
Well, first thing,
but it's just, you know, I'm not advocating that, you know, you go out and punish yourself.
Sure.
But, you know, to find yourself in a situation in which you need to employ your firearms, having never fired it without fire or protection, blows my mind. You know, you should inoculate yourself to that type of thing.
Well, now that one thing we got to consider, Super Dave, is I make my living with audio, and if I can't hear my guy, and if I can't hear you, I got to watch out for the hearing. You know,
right? I get it, but see, this is a very important point of interest.
Yes,
that comes up. You know, in your daily carry activities, at what point do you wear eye and ear protection? And based on finding yourself in a set of circumstances, I can't imagine having the time to put my eyes and ears on before I need to go to work with my blaster. It
right.
makes no sense.
Right.
However, it doesn't preclude you from having Pioneer Protection with you in support of putting them on after initial contact, or if it's going to be a protracted gig or whatever. I mean, you're only limited by your imagination. You know, if you think that is, you know, something that you need to pay attention to and be prepared to support, well, then do it.
Yep.
If you don't think it's that big of a deal, or you're willing to, you know, accept the risk and the consequences, then that's on you too.
Right. Yeah.
But
that's
you know,
a good point. That's a very good point.
All this emphasis on safety and eye and ear protection and blah, 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 blah. When you're shooting, I rarely hear anybody address it like we just did, from a reality based standpoint.
Yeah, that's really,
And if you're going to have ear protection, make sure it's electronic.
Yes, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. I do actually ride around with two sets of electronic hearing protection in my Antifa welcome wagon bag.
Right,
and,
okay,
and
cool.
We're going to talk about that when we get back and some of the other things you can do to preserve your life support setup. Super Dave, you can find Super Dave on, right now the best way to look at him and check in with him is on Facebook, where he's convalescing. Dave Harrington, go there, wish him a happy birthday. He just, you know, he's still salty, still rolling, still making it happen. His website, very much a work in progress, combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been talking scenarios, theories, and everything else with having to do with combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Once again, publicly, sir, happy birthday.
Thanks very much, Mr. Bill.
I know you still you're probably like me. I still think like I did when I was 25. And now that I'm 28, you know, nothing has changed.
Right. I totally get it.
Anyway. We were just talking about electronic hearing protection. Explain why that's important to have hearing protection of that type. I guess if you're going to dismount and get out there and start, if you have really got to do a little shooting and moving.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you're gonna be fire maneuvering, you definitely want to be able to, you know, analyze the environment. And I think people take for granted, or they may not realize just how much information you process audibly. You know, we're predators. We have binocular vision. We process about 80% of our information visually. But the remaining, you know, 20% probably divide between, you know, your hearing and kinesthetic or felt input to include, you know, your emotional stability or emotional maturity to deal with these types of circumstances. But you definitely, the choice of electronic hearing protection over, I guess you would refer to it as standard hearing protection.
Right.
Is the ability to hear. I mean, it's that simple. Don't deny yourself the opportunity to process information by, you know, taking it on the cheap because, you know, standard hearing protection is of course, better than nothing, but less expensive than a good set of electronic hearing protection. And it's not that big of a deal hardly anymore. Electronic hearing protection has been around forever now. And there's a lot of good manufacturers out there that aren't, you know, you can get a good set, a good pair for, you know, $60-$70.
$35. $35.
Okay, well, bam, there you go.
Yeah. That's I buy those because they are $35. I have four pairs of them. They're called Wagner, and you can get them on Amazon. And the thing I like about them is not only are they protecting your hearing, it's also enhancing you being able to hear, because your hearing is going to become paramount if you're having to do a little shooting and moving, because your eyes can only see what's in front of you. Being able to hear what might be coming around you or behind you off of that first 180 degrees is very important, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's as simple as turning when you hear something. You know, you're going to turn to the left or right based on the audible signature of which side is louder.
Right.
So that's a natural thing, and you're absolutely correct on that.
I wear when I drive, and this is a I don't know if I would call this a feature or a bug. I take certain medications for my heart that make me sort of shall we say sensitive to light. So I'm always wearing sunglasses, and most of the time I'm wearing Oakleys.
Right.
So I don't know which of the Oakleys. I have a few M frames. I don't have any of the military grade that they were passing around, but I've always heard pretty good things about Oakleys as far as them having some sort of a protective coefficient for your eyes. I don't know how much I want to test that, because the idea of being shot in the face and going, oh, but my eyes survived. I know in the short term that's very important.
What you're referring to is the ANSI rating.
Right.
Of the lens itself. Any ballistic eyewear is going to have an ANSI rating, the ANSI rating.
Yes, sir.
Well, I can't remember what organization it stands for, but the only thing that I would recommend, one thing that I've learned over the years in respect to eye protection, is I wear clear lenses at all times.
Right.
I don't like anything that precludes or has a negative influence on my ability to aim. And, I mean, it's good that you wear eye protection all the time. All I'm pointing out is, what is the, you know, the darkness or the level of tint of the lenses? And is that a light effect issue?
The thing that I have found, the thing I found is that especially the, what do you call them? The special lenses that really reduce the glare, they can keep you from seeing certain things, like on a gas pump where you would normally see numbers illuminated and everything. It keeps it from,
wow.
I can't remember what the term is. I don't seem to have any issues, because when I go shoot, whether it's with steel sights or an optic, I can find them. So,
right.
And if I wear my Enchroma glasses, which I can actually see color with them because I'm colorblind otherwise, it's quite nice. I can be, hey, look, that's really a red dot. It's really what they call it. But anyway, and we got two and a half minutes here. Real quick, I asked you earlier, for tactical instructors, do you ever get very concerned about politics? When does that normally manifest itself for you?
Every waking moment of my day, in respect to training and offering training, I make it a point to make sure that I am training, you know, legitimate, qualified civilians, you know, law enforcement officers or, you know, military. I'm very aware on training the opposition. I don't know or associate with anybody that interacts with less than desirable people or entities, and also have interests in overthrowing the American way of life.
Yeah.
If you don't support the Constitution of the United States and the supporting documents, I've got nothing for you. Well, maybe the simple fact is you might not want what I have for you.
You don't have anything in the way of instruction for them, is that what you're saying?
Not at all.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I was just wondering about that. I've talked with other people before that are like, you know, I really don't like to get into politics. And the problem is that politics is interested in everybody that's in the gun industry. The gun carriers, the gun trainers, the gun manufacturers, right. Interested in all of them. And trying to be apolitical today is, it's not
well,
conducive to freedom.
Well, I've never been apolitical to begin with.
Right. Well, I'm not saying you are, but there's some out there that are, Dave. You know.
Well, that's on them.
It is. They don't have the benefit of our years of experience, do they?
Right.
We're experienced beyond our years because Dave just turned 28 and I'm almost there.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for joining me this evening. Once again, happy birthday to you, sir. I hope the recovery continues to go on well, and we will do this again next week. You can find Dave at Dave Harrington on Facebook. Coming up next, time to discuss the election. We're going to start with Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective, confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.